Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How can you tell if the person you're in a romantic relationship with is the right person to spend the rest of your life with? You can't. You actually decide that rather than discovering it. I might suggest what you might look for on the way to making that decision. All things considered, a certain amount of similarity on the personality dimensions between the two of you is probably to be recommended. If you differ tremendously in trait conscientiousness, one of you is going to find the other unbearably rigid, orderly, and workaholic-oriented, and that person is going to find you dissolute and undisciplined. And those are temperamental differences, and if the gap is large, it's hard to bridge it. Agreeableness, it's the same thing. The warmer person will find the colder, harsher person cruel and unkind, and the cruel and unkind person will find the more agreeable person soft, a pushover, and contemptibly unable to stand up for themselves. The extrovert will want to be out partying all the time, and the introvert will have had his or her fill of that very rapidly. So you want some temperamental similarity across the major personality dimensions, with the possible exception of trait neuroticism, which is the generalized proclivity to experience negative emotion. I would suggest that a person high in neuroticism seek out someone low or very low. Because, first of all, neuroticism is one of the best predictors of unhappiness in a relationship. And so if you're both high in neuroticism, you're very likely to be unhappy in the relationship. And it's highly probable that the person who's higher in neuroticism needs the stabilizing influence of someone who's lower. Then I would say, well, this is based on my clinical observations as well as the experiences of my life. I think it's necessary, or at least highly desirable, that you find the person that you're with sexually attractive. And that's somewhat ineffable. You can be confronted with two people who are, by objective standards, equally attractive, or perhaps equally unattractive, and find yourself very physically attracted to one of them, while the other one will leave you cold. And that's a deep mystery. And I've seen couples try, who get along as friends, try to bridge that romantic gap by will. And I haven't really seen it be successful. So I think you need that spark that ignites sexual passion. Then you have to ask yourself if you can trust the person, if there are activities that you can share with them that would make up a life, if you're oriented in approximately the same direction with regard to your goals, especially important goals, career and children being foremost among them, if you think you could come to some agreement about how the economic resources could be distributed, or at least how that might be negotiated, if you can negotiate with the other person, and again, if you can trust them. And I would say of all those, trust is the most crucial component, maybe followed by the ability to negotiate. The right person is someone you can negotiate with, because there's going to be differences between you and them. There's going to be differences in your approach. There should be, hopefully there'll be, because that means that the two of you are bringing different skill sets to bear on the problem. That means that you have a more diverse range of potential responses, which can be good, but also that there's going to be conflict. The issue then becomes, can you negotiate through the conflicts? And will the other person stick to their negotiated solution? And then if you find someone like that and they're of approximately the right age and everything else seems to be in order, then in some sense, they're as good a bet as the next person, and life doesn't last forever. And so there's real reasons to get on with it. You have to understand that even in the best relationships are predicated on attraction, trust, and negotiation. And it's constant. You're constantly negotiating to maintain the relationship, to expand it. You don't find the right person and live happily ever after. Life is far too complicated for that.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.